Wow.
Wow. Oh my God. Wow. Hi.
Oh, wow. Hi. Oh.
Welcome to Resting Witch Face, your one-stop haunt for all things spooky, little bitchy, and
That's
more.
Right.
Oh, bam. This is our little bitch number two.
That's right. By the way, I'm Bailey Bennett, and that's Grant Jacoby.
Yes.
Yeah. Thrillingly, everyone who has messaged us about our first little bitch mm-hmm. has decreed that it must be called little bitch.
Yep.
So it will be so.
What's the expression, like, as it is written, so it shall be done, or something like that?
That is that exactly. And I believe they were speaking about little bitches when they when they first penned that.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing?
I'm good. This is our third day in a row of spending time with one another.
Sure is.
I feel like we made up for lost time, because I feel like there was like a good like 6 month period where we were like we'd only hang out like in and around recording this podcast.
I would actually say there was like a 2 to 3 year period before we started this podcast where we didn't hang out at all.
True. True. But
no, it's been a treat.
I know.
We saw each other at the gym.
We did.
Everyone clapped for Grant, because I was already at the gym, and Grant was like, I'm pulling myself out of bed and I'm going. And he went 2 days in a fucking row.
I did. I was went to go yesterday and today. Didn't do
I didn't
either,
I didn't do that at all.
I was too tired from day drinking yesterday with you
sure.
and some of our other friends, and watching Drag Race
Amazing.
And Burlesque.
Yeah. What a fucking day. What a Cher-filled day.
Yeah, it was a day for the gays.
I just want to point out that if you have not seen Burlesque, first of all, what are you doing?
Yeah, get you together.
Truly a spectacle. But second of all, Cher was approximately 63 in that film.
Sounds about right.
Which is, her face, mm-hmm. It's glowing. Everything about her, I was like, that woman is immortal.
Yeah, I mean, plastic surgery probably okay. helps.
It's natural. It's all natural chair.
It's all natural plastic.
I do have something
yes.
to talk about before
Please.
We get into the little bitch. As some of you may have noticed, mm. I did fuck up recently.
No, never.
So as you guys might have guessed, and I think it's fine for us to say, Grant and I sometimes record more than one episode at once because we can't get together and record every single week. And on one particular occasion, we did record two episodes and a mini-sode at once. And in the editing process, I did in fact forget to separate those into separate episodes, and then I just uploaded all three at once mm-hmm. as if it were one episode. And
yeah, like we were just like dropping like a Netflix series.
And I believe
go.
I actually think
Stream
that
all at once.
Wasn't that the our infamous return for season two
yep.
was actually when that happened. So
yep.
that's perfect. That's so on brand for me. So in true RWF fashion, we don't have our shit together, and by we I mean me. So some
what?
Of Grant did pretty quickly point out to me a few hours into that day that was the case, and we got it pretty quickly rectified. But it does seem like some people might have listened, and some people might have I believe if you're like subscribed and you downloaded, some people seem to still have
yes
that happening. At this point, you've heard all three of those episodes anyway, whether you know all at once or on three separate weeks, whatever it may be. But I do apologize for that, because it was totally my mistake, and we obviously want you guys to have the best experience with our podcast that you mm-hmm. can. And, you know,
well,
it was a stupid thing, but I think it's fine.
I wouldn't beat yourself up too much.
Yeah.
I don't forgive you, but
right.
I mean, we're just going to have to move on.
No, completely. Yeah.
But thank you for those who did point out to us.
Yes.
It was actually very helpful. I think I forget. I actually got a tweet about it.
Yeah.
Which was funny, because like, Our Twitter is not super active. I mostly
I've
just
never
like
participated in
retweet
it.
like other like amusing things slash mm-hmm. like retweet my own tweets.
I love that.
But we're still getting comments on being like, yep. Is this a re-upload? Like, we're sorry. We know.
Sorry.
But at the same time, it's like, I'm sorry if you heard all three episodes at once.
But like, also, I really applaud you for listening to all three episodes.
Wow,
you
really committed to that, like, 2.5 hours.
Yeah, they were like, yeah, this is fine. I'm just going to keep going.
Why not? Just roll on through.
I love that. But fresh content only from now on. Speaking of fresh content.
Yes.
Today, for today's little bitch, you guys have sent us a lot of your own stories, which is so awesome. We love hearing them. And a lot of you have also expressed that you guys like hearing them as well. So today we had enough stories to just do a full episode of your stories.
I'm so excited.
Which is so awesome. So today we're going to be reading listener stories, and you guys are going to be hearing real life tales of spooky, ghostly shit that happened to all of you. Again, as we always say, please feel free to email us at rwfpodcast@gmail.com. You can also DM us at rwfpodcast on Instagram. But as Grant and I were just talking about, it is a little bit easier for us to, like, you know, copy and paste and find the stories when you send them through email. The DMs, we kind of have to, like, take screenshots and, like, do weird things like that. So email is the easiest, but whatever works for you is fine.
Yeah, it's unclear why you can't leave things, mm-hmm. mark things as unread on Instagram. That would be very, very convenient. But you know what?
Yeah.
Life isn't convenient.
That's right.
All right. I need to get my glasses on too. Is this episode brought to you by Warby Parker?
I fucking wish it were.
Oh, what are you wearing?
Oh, I'm wearing Warby Parker. I just mean, okay. I wish this episode was brought to you by Warby Parker, but like no one's ever sponsored us. So.
No.
If
you're listening, Mr. and Mrs. Parker, we're ready.
Yep. Okay. I'm going to start. Yeah.
Great.
Hello, bitches.
Hello.
Okay. I have two shit scares and a bitch sesh.
Two shit scares?
Oh my God. That was so hard to say.
Were you scared whilst shitting?
I hope so. So sorry it's so long. It's all connected. So this person writes, there have been numerous situations in which it sounds like someone was talking right into my ear, only to realize that I was alone. No one knew me, my nickname would be whispered, or I would be falling asleep and would simply dismiss it as dreaming. Oh. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this past Monday and Tuesday, this was probably from like December, so not this past Monday and Tuesday, I was summoned to jury duty, my first.
Have you ever done jury duty?
Yeah, I just did it a couple months ago. Yeah, but no, I didn't get called in to do anything.
Me neither.
I just sat there.
It would have been a manslaughter case had it been called.
Ooh, interesting. Okay.
Another time.
Another place.
Another life. Was that a Rent reference?
Yeah, for sure. I was really excited because I am really interested in criminal justice and criminology as I am majoring in it. 19 collective hours of sitting later, I am sent home without being called and questioned. So I was butthurt, like really bad. I guess this is a bitch sesh. However, there were two times that I thought someone was whispering my nickname right into my ear. While there are 300 other people in the jury room, I know no one. The first time it happened, I dismissed it. I was tired and bored, and it was just my imagination. But the second time it happened, I was in the bathroom, and it was a man's voice in my ear that said, Nikki.
Ugh.
I was taken way aback, thinking there was a man in the stall right next to me, but I was the only one in there. I was not really shaken about this, as I was more concerned I was being stalked in the jury room. Okay. Thank God I was not, at least to my knowledge. As I said before, hearing voices like this have happened to me before. The last time that really scared me was when I was 18. I was laying in bed trying to fall asleep. It was Friday night and everyone else was either asleep or out. This was my first night alone in the house I had just moved into. As I'm about to fall asleep, I hear a man yelling right into my ear. The only way I can describe the sound was that it was what you imagine painting The Scream by Edvard Munch would sound like. Okay. I sat up instantly. It was terrifying, and I had to wait for my sister to get home. We share a room to fall asleep. I'm 23 now, and that event still freaks me the fuck out. And there is still no explanation except ghost. That's from Nicole.
That is, I don't like that idea of like hearing someone like whisper your name.
Yeah.
I will say I've definitely experienced those moments when like you're kind of like, I don't know if you're lucid dreaming or as you're falling asleep. And mm-hmm. I sometimes like feel like you'll hear someone's voice.
Yeah.
Or someone say something, but it's kind of so fleeting. I've never like thought about it more.
I truly, I like can't even say that I I don't think I've had an experience like this. I couldn't even, like, usually when people are like, oh my God, yeah, that's happened to me too. This is like, this might be unique to Nikki. I mean, it's probably not, but it's, that's crazy.
That's super crazy. I hope that you're not being stalked.
I know. I hate that you haven't figured out an explanation for that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you had to go to jury duty and didn't even get picked.
Honestly, seriously. Okay. This is from Stephanie. Hi, guys. My name is Stephanie. I love this show so much. Not sure if this is spooky enough, but I have a family ghost story. This happened before I was born, when my mom's maternal grandmother passed away, and the story occurred the night of her funeral. My dad woke up to see my great-grandmother's ghost standing over him.
Oh, my God.
Don't do that. He recognized that she was wearing her burial shroud. He said that he wanted to yell and wake my mom, but couldn't move. He said he could barely breathe. After a few moments, she turned and walked out of the room. He was finally able to move and woke my mom, freaking out. It turns out the next day, they told the experience to my grandparents, and my grandfather had the exact same experience that night.
Oh, my God. Whoa.
Well, the good news is my grandmother took it as a good sign that my great-grandmother felt that my mom and grandmother were in good hands and could move on. No one saw her after that. I said, well, that's my story. If it's not spooky enough, it's okay. Just wanted to reiterate that you guys and your show is awesome.
Oh, my God. I love that she thinks that's not spooky enough. Yeah, like the literal ghost of your dead great-grandmother standing above you.
Hovering around. It's just like, hope that isn't too scary.
Oh, my God. Like, yeah, we see a ghost every day, you know? I fucking wish. Yeah, update. We still haven't seen any ghosts. I haven't, at least. What about you?
No.
Okay. Just the ghosts of my past failures.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. This one is super long and you just had a really short one, but.
No.
Here we go.
Who cares?
Hey, Grant and Bailey. Love the podcast. Have been listening since very early on. Thank you. I thought I'd send you guys a little story about my encounter with a Ouija board. Probably not creepy enough to make it on your podcast, but still, you guys, our bar is not set that high.
Also, like, I really appreciate the fact that, of course, our listeners are the people that are consistently apologizing.
Because, I love that. Like,
that is very on brand for us.
Same.
Like, don't know if this is quite good enough for, like...
It's good. They're all good.
It's all great.
She says, hand over heart, this is a true story, probably easily explained by science, boo, but freaky nonetheless. This happened on New Year's Eve in 2010, 2011, with two university friends and
like
my sister.
So like December 31st, 2010.
Yes, okay. Exactly.
I was about to be like, do you not know which one it was?
For context, I lived in a coastal town in the Australian state of New South Wales. Oh, we have an Australian accent. I'm dying.
That was an Australian accent.
No, please, do more of that accent. Recently, my then best friend at the time, Daniel, had been playing around with the Ouija board with his fellow cast members at our local theater.
Oh my God, theater kids?
Oh my God.
I'm obsessed with this.
We love this. He wanted to try again without them, though. He kind of suspected that the other theater kids, being dramatic and silly, had made the whole thing up. I mean you're not wrong.
Are theater kids ever dramatic and silly?
Never. At the time, I was very interested in Wicca and alternative religions, still am, and Dan knew this, so he kept bugging me to buy a board with him and try it out. I didn't tell him, but I actually had one stuffed away in my bedroom, but I had never used it and simply bought it for some goth decor a couple years prior because it made for a pretty cool tea tray. Hell
yeah. That's your life.
I love that.
Also, like, what is this goth decor? I need some photos.
Same. Anyway, me being slightly paranoid, I kept telling Dan that I didn't want anything to do with it and certainly didn't tell him I had one. Come New Year's Eve that same year, Dan, Mitch, another uni friend, my sister Anna, and I all went down to the nearest bay to watch the local fireworks display after spending the early evening drinking. I remember it being a pretty bright night out, and since New Year's falls in the summer in Australia, really hot as well. This is kind of important for later. In good spirits, after the fireworks, we walked home to wear off the alcohol rather than grab a ride back. When we got back home, somehow the conversation of the Ouija board came up, so I folded, thanks alcohol, and told Dan I'd go and get mine. He was pretty annoyed I'd kept it from him, ha. Once set up, we all had our hands on the planchette. One of us asked if anybody was present. Two streets back from my house and was and still is a pretty old but still in use cemetery, so I wondered if any ghosts from there would speak up. Nothing much happened. We just got a bunch of random letters, and the communication disappeared when one of the guys asks, how did you die? Thoroughly convinced now that the board would never work and that the senseless movements were due to that pesky ideometer effect, we tried again. This time it worked, and I had a "that scared the shit out of me" moment. I only really remember us summoning another presence, another couple of questions and fumbled responses, but then Mitch asked, "Do you have anything you want to tell us?" After a moment, the planchette began to spell something out. It was both cheesy and terrifying. "Stay out of the moonlight." And then, goodbye. Only a few minutes after that, I was plunged into an incredible cold that no one else at the table seemed to notice. Remember how I mentioned it was a hot night? I ran upstairs shaking to get a jacket. You probably know this, but explainable cold spots are said to mark the presence of a ghost, and I was the only one that felt it so violently. Needless to say, I have never touched a board again, nor did I go outside at night for months for fear of something. Anyway, years later at a bar, Mitch admitted to me that he had been pushing the planchette as a joke. Weirdly, I remember clear as anything the planchette moving, and more importantly, everyone's faces when the planchette moved, and I swear no one was touching it. Cue horrid gasp. Anyway, hope you like this little tale. I attached photos of the cemetery.
Oh.
Nice. Mentioned in the story. Fun fact, I used to walk my two dogs there almost every afternoon, so I wonder if any of the spirits we contacted were annoyed that our dogs may have peed on their graves, even if I'd tried super hard to make sure they didn't. One day I heard heavy footsteps in the grass behind me, but of course no one was there. So there you go, cemetery stories. Keep on with your podcast. Kind regards, Gemma.
Wait, I'm confused. So was it faked or not?
Well, I think the thing is that her friend said that he was faking it, but she had felt this inexplicable cold spot that to the point where she had to run away and get a jacket, where she's like, I don't know how to explain that even if he was faking it. So it might have been that, they had contacted something that night. Yeah. You know, we don't know. I'm a Ouija board believer, so I love that story. Thank you, Gemma.
I don't know if I've ever really used a Ouija board.
Honey, you gotta.
I definitely had one growing up, but I don't really remember.
Yeah.
We should do that.
I know. I definitely talked about my experience on this when I did it in high school. But you and I should totally do it together. Just maybe not in either of our houses, just because, I mean, I have a feeling a lot of spirits live in this home, but I don't know if I want to awaken them and then continue living here. So
1,000%. Okay. This one is, they don't say their name. This is from unknown, anonymous.
Oops, I probably just didn't copy it over. I'll see if I can find it while you're talking.
Hey there, love listening to the podcast, even if I have to listen in broad daylight most times. Oh,
this is from
compliment,
Kristen.
Kristen,
yeah,
thanks, Kristen, mm-hmm. for listening to us in the daytime.
Sorry,
I have this. Hey, this scared the shit out of me. That's not mine, but happened to my mom. Still counts.
Counts.
My dad grew up living with his parents, brother, and his grandmother. He was slightly spoiled. By being the youngest child and having his grandmother to do anything he wanted, as grandmothers do.
Mm-hmm.
His grandmother and mother passed away, not at the same time, but before he married my mom, so she never had met them. When my parents got married, they were staying at my dad's childhood home until their new home was finished being built. While staying there, they slept in my dad's grandmother's old room. One day, my mom was at the house alone while my dad and grandfather were at work. She was sitting in the dining room when the dog went over to the front door and started barking. My mom went over to the front door, but no one was there. She figured the dog must have heard something in the distance and was barking at it, so she brought her back up into the dining area. The dog then started to bark and run back and forth in the dining area and would not calm down. My mom thought this was strange behavior and felt something was off, so she went into the room my parents were staying in. She sat down on the bed, and when she looked at the doorway, she saw a white-ish figure standing in the doorway. Now, slightly freaked out, she decided this had to be either my dad's mother or grandmother, and started saying, "I'll take care of him, I promise," until she felt as if whoever came to visit her had left. My mom stayed in the bed until my dad got home from work that evening. A few weeks later, my dad's cousin, who was also my mom's childhood best friend, small towns, am I right? Yeah, what? Came to visit my mom at my dad's childhood home. They were sitting and catching up, and without knowing my mom's experience a few weeks before, my dad's cousin said, "Do you feel it?" Mm-hmm. My mom said, "Feel what?" And my dad's cousin replied, "You know, a presence. Can you feel it?" Yeah. I felt it ever since grandma died.
Oh my God.
That's when my mom told my dad's cousin about her own experience in the house. To this day, my mom isn't sure who came to visit her, but is pretty sure it was either my dad's mom or grandmother because they never visited again while they were staying at the house.
Ooh.
Side note, this is not the last time something like this has happened to my mom. Later on, once I was in middle school, over 10 years ago, God, how old are you?
What?
I was like, are you 15? My dad's father passed away as well. Oh no, I'm sorry. A few months after he passed away, my mom was sitting in our TV room, my childhood home, not my father's, and heard someone call her name.
Ooh. Oh my God.
When she looked in that direction, she saw my grandfather standing there. When she blinked, he was gone. I don't like that either. Something about like someone call, like it'd be one thing to like hear your name and that's it. I mean, nothing to like look up and think you see someone and that's it. But to have those correlated, I would
hear the name, you look over and there he is.
Bye. No. Like good fucking bye.
No.
More recently, my mother's father passed away about 2 years ago. Jeez. A lot of death in your family. I'm very sorry. A few months ago, she was sleeping and woke up to someone pushing down on her lower legs. She looked down at her legs and didn't say anything, but didn't see anyone either. Then the blanket started moving up and down like someone was picking it up and letting it go near her ankles.
No.
My mom somehow knew this had to be my grandfather and said, "Okay, now you're just playing with me," out loud, and it stopped.
Whoa.
My mom has never been afraid in these scenarios, though, and somehow knows they are just here to say hello or check in on her. Every other member of our family gets freaked out, though. Lol. Hope you enjoy, Kristen.
Oh my God.
I think your mom like might have some connection to I don't think you can be visited by that many separate ghosts.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And not like have some sort of
oh my God. Situation. Yeah, those experiences just kept getting like crazier and crazier. I love that.
Me too.
Okay. And we have one more. This one's from our Instagram DMs. So this is from Bree. Hey, I am Bree. My haunting story starts 18 years ago. My mom and I moved to her hometown when I was 4, a small town in North Carolina. After a year or so of us living in our new house, my mom had changed my room. On many occasions, I reported to my mom of a man standing outside my window looking in. Oh. It wasn't until I was older that I made the realization that whoever was standing there had to have a ladder in order to peek in my window. I was 4 at the time, fast forward to when I was 13. Oh, I hate this. My mom and stepdad had moved us and my younger sister into, again, a new house. I began feeling unsafe in the house immediately. I had begun seeing a shadow in a corner in my room. I thought I was crazy at first, and yet it continued for years. After a few years of dealing with this alone, I went to my mom and told her about what I've been seeing. It's then that she tells me that when I was younger, around the time I started seeing the man outside, my mom had begun to regularly bless my room. This was due to the man and a shadow I had seen in my room when I was younger. I accepted this knowledge and debated for weeks on whether I should bless my room. One night, I was FaceTiming a friend of mine who asked me many times through the night who was in the room with me. I was alone. We had begun to talk about my shadow figure, and at this point, my friend said that he saw a face behind me that had quickly disappeared. Oh my God. I was very frightened, so my friend decided to bless my room. For the next couple hours, things felt normal, more than normal. I felt truly alone. When I finally fell asleep later that night, my dream was of the shadow figure standing over my bed, very angry at me. I woke up the next morning having a panic attack. It is still with me to this day. Some other events that took place during those years was one incident. I woke up to my bedroom door opened and a man standing in the doorway watching me. I assumed at the time that it was my stepfather getting ready to go to work, so I rolled over and went back to sleep. A couple hours later, I woke up to hear my stepdad crank his truck to go to work. My cousin and my sister both also reported to me as having seen the shadow. I'm sorry it's so long. I adore your podcast and wanted to share my experience. Oh my God. That's probably the worst one yet.
Yeah, that's very spooky.
Oh my God, the two things that got me, the man obviously looking in the window on the second floor.
Yeah,
no. And then the FaceTiming, seeing the face behind you.
The FaceTiming?
She said he was FaceTiming her friend.
And yeah.
And like saw the face behind her.
I think I meant like the timing of the face.
Oh, no. I hate that and I love it. So,
yeah. Ooh.
You know.
Ooh.
Thank you all for writing in.
Yeah, we really, really love getting these stories from you. So please keep them coming. As Bailey mentioned, send them to our wfpodcast@gmail.com or, you know, slide into our DMs on Instagram or Twitter. Both at RWF Podcast.
That's about it.
You know,
stay spooky out there. You know, let the spirits come to you. Mm-hmm. And if you're afraid, that's fine too. But I think a lot of the time they just want to say hi.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like a lot of these stories were, you know, loved ones coming to like check up on I just would hope that, like, if any of my loved ones want to, like, come back, like, give me, like, a little bit of forewarning, or don't just, like, stand over my bed.
Sure. So they say Grant, and then when you look over there, they're standing there, and that's what you want?
No.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Bye, bitches.